House Bills 1621 and 1622 are sponsored by Representatives Dan Frankel of Allegheny County and Jim Christiana of Beaver County. The bipartisan legislation would impose new rules on nonprofit integrated delivery networks, or IDNs, like UPMC and Highmark, which offer both health care and health insurance. The bill would require those networks to accept all patients, regardless of the insurance they hold. At a House Health Committee hearing on Wednesday, legislators heard from representatives of UPMC and Highmark, as well as doctors, nurses, patients, and others with skin in the game. Predictably, Highmark is in favor of the legislation, while UPMC is against it. Dr. William Winkenwerter is president and CEO of Highmark, and he says his main concern is that patients will lose access to care.
We believe the state lacks clear authority to prevent a large hospital or doctor affiliated with a large delivery system from denying affordable access to care or refusing to treat longstanding patients, even if patients are in the middle of treatment.
But Tom McGough, Senior Vice President and Chief Legal Officer at UPMC, says those concerns are unfounded.
By January 1st, 2015, every insurable resident of Western Pennsylvania will have the option of access to all UPMC facilities and services, with the vast majority of that access being in-network.
That vast majority is made up of subscribers with non-Highmark plans, as well as the 50% of the market covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and CHIP. But Highmark says it's not just a matter of access, it's a matter of affordable access. And then there are folks like Kathy Dorfler of Pittsburgh, who 4 years ago was diagnosed with scleroderma, a painful autoimmune disorder that causes the buildup of scar-like tissue on the skin. During the course of her treatment, she switched from UPMC insurance to Highmark's Community Blue insurance plan, but her doctor assured her that their relationship would not be severed.
Shortly after the change, I received an alarming letter from UPMC. The letter stated that I had 30 days to find a new physician.
Representatives Christiana and Frankel both say they're concerned that stories like Dorfler's will become more commonplace as the consolidation of the healthcare industry continues. They say their legislation is meant to promote competition by tempering the effects of consolidation. But there was considerable disagreement at the hearing about whether the bills would actually do that. Diane Holder, Vice President and Chief Communications Officer at UPMC Health Plan, says the bill would stymie competition and innovation. Some testifiers raised questions about whether it made sense to impose regulations only on IDN care providers and not on other types of providers or insurance companies. Sam Marshall, CEO of the Insurance Federation of Pennsylvania, called the proposed legislation an incomplete regulatory framework.
You know, when you address one concern, you invariably create other problems that ultimately outweigh the concern that you think you've addressed.
But Christiana says it's not his intention to fix everything about the healthcare system in Pennsylvania.
In my opinion, our focus needs to be that tens of thousands of people have the opportunity to go to the doctor or the hospital of their choice. While we may try to find silver bullets to fix the healthcare industry, this bill is not targeted to do that.
Members of the House are now on holiday break and will return to wrestle with this and many other issues on January 7th. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.